Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Sunday, the Solemnity of Pentecost, May 24th, 2026. And our passage today comes from the Gospel of St. John, where he writes, "Jesus said to them again, 'Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you.' And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, 'Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained.'" On this great feast of the Holy Spirit, the feast of Pentecost, we are drawn into a quiet but powerful moment in the Gospel of St. John, a moment that does not begin with wind or fire, but with fear. The disciples are behind locked doors, not out of reverence, but out of anxiety, not out of contemplation, but out of uncertainty. The one they followed has been crucified. Rumors of resurrection stir hope, but also confusion. They do not yet know what comes next. And into that locked room, into their fear, into their doubt, into their hesitation, Jesus comes. Not with rebuke, not with disappointment, but with peace. Peace be with you. This is not merely a greeting, it is a gift, a healing word spoken into wounded hearts. The peace of Christ is not the absence of trouble, it is the presence of God in the midst of it. Then something extraordinary happens. Jesus breathes on them. Receive the Holy Spirit. This breath echoes something ancient. In the beginning, God breathed life into Adam. Now the risen Christ breathes new life into his church. This is a new creation, a recreation of humanity. Not just alive, but alive in the Spirit. Pentecost is not only about fire descending from heaven, it is about God entering into the depths of the human heart and transforming it from within. And immediately this gift becomes mission. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. Notice the movement from peace to breath, from breath to sending. The Holy Spirit is not given for private comfort alone, but for participation in Christ's mission. The same love with which the Father sent the Son is now entrusted to us. And what is that mission? Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them. It is a mission of mercy. At the heart of Pentecost is not spectacle, but reconciliation. The Spirit empowers the Church to do what the world cannot do on its own, to forgive, to heal, to restore communion. In a world that often clings to resentment, the Church becomes a place where grace break cycles of blame and bitterness. In a culture that fears vulnerability, the church becomes a place where wounds can be named and healed. But here is the deeper invitation. This is not only the work of priests in the sacrament, it is the call of every baptized person. Each of us is sent into our own locked rooms, our families, our workplaces, friendships, places where fear, misunderstanding, or hurt have taken root. And into those spaces we are called to carry three things: the peace of Christ, the breath of the Spirit, and the courage to forgive. Perhaps the most challenging question today is this: where is my locked room? Where have I closed the door out of fear, hurt, or control? Where is the Spirit waiting to breathe new life? Pentecost reminds us that God does not wait for us to open the door perfectly. Christ comes anyway. He stands in the midst. He speaks peace. He breathes life. And then he sends us, not because we are ready, but because we are loved. Not because we are strong, but because the Spirit is within us. The church was born not from confidence, but from encounter. Not from certainty, but from surrender. And that same Spirit is alive today, breathing, moving, sending. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, breath of the living God, enter the locked places of our hearts. Where there is fear, bring peace. Where there is division, bring reconciliation. Where there is hesitation, give us courage. Teach us to receive the mercy of Christ and to extend that mercy to others. Send us forth as the Father sent the Son, to be instruments of your love in a wounded world. Breathe into us again, O Lord, that we may live not for ourselves, but for your mission. Amen. If you found a little grace in this reflection today, I invite you to share that with others, and invite them as well to join us here each day in my hermitage, when we break open a passage from one of the Gospels and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today and keep you safe.